This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by the Climate Corporation. If your fields could talk, what would they say? All of this talk about trade has me remembering Nebraska native Clayton Yeater. I'll talk about him coming up after this.
Learn how third-generation farmer John Olerking uses Climate Field View to help build the legacy he hopes to leave behind.
Both my father and my grandfather pushed me to get my education. I remember riding with them in the combine one day saying, you know, get your education, that's one thing they can't take away from you. When the farm was transitioned over to me, it was like, holy cow, there's a lot of pressure on me to make this thing succeed, and still is. Being able to collect that data and have it all in one place and then being able to sit there and analyze it on my own has saved me time and money. With FieldView, we've learned so much more about what we're doing out there and what we can be doing and use those to make decisions. My grandfather and my father both said, you know, whatever you get, leave it better than how you found it. It's exciting at the same time that now that we have some of those tools to figure out how to improve that.
To hear more of John's story, visit climate.com. Climate FieldView services provide estimates or recommendations and do not guarantee results. More information at climate.com/disclaimers.
With all of this talk in recent days about trade and our severing existing trade agreements and renegotiating agreements and the possibility of trade retaliation with tariffs levied on the Chinese and tariffs levied by them on us, it sure has had Clayton Yeater on my mind. Dr. Yeater, who grew up on a farm in Nebraska, trained to be a lawyer, played a key role in agriculture in the United States, serving President George Bush number 41 as Secretary of Agriculture, but he was the United States Trade Representative, appointed to that post by Ronald Reagan. In fact, I believe Dr. Yeater, Ambassador Yeater, was the ninth trade negotiator for the United States, appointed as Special Trade Representative. Before he was confirmed as Agriculture Secretary in 1989, there was a profile in the New York Times that called him a burly, back-thumping 58-year-old official with the voice of a hog caller. And his obituary said Dr. Yeater often employed that voice to argue for reduced restrictions on trade. President Reagan appointed him Trade Representative in 1985, and over the next 4 years, Dr. Yeater helped guide a 1988 trade bill through a Democratic Congress onto President Reagan's desk for approval. Dr. Yeater helped begin the Uruguay round of multilateral trade negotiations in 1986, which ultimately resulted in the creation of the World Trade Organization. And his greatest legacy as trade representative was the negotiation of the Free Trade Agreement with Canada. Signed in 1988, the accord eliminated most tariffs and other barriers to trade and business between Canada and the United States. It's a name you should remember. There's a statue of Clayton Yeater on the campus of the University of Nebraska. I'll be back after this.